For War News Radio at Swarthmore College, I'm Amy DePiro.
And I'm John Gagnon.
Boko Haram is suspected in an attack on the Nigerian city of Dimatru on Wednesday that killed 150 people. This attack occurred only 2 days before 7 people died and dozens more were injured in attacks by Muslim extremists in Dimatru and Maiduguri. In one circumstance, 2 women bombed an open marketplace, while the other attack focused on military, police, and government facilities. These attacks occurred in conjunction with the Nigerian government's announcement that it is canceling U.S. military training for its armed services. Diplomatic ties have become tense between Nigeria and the United States as insurgent violence has spiked in the region. More than 1 million Nigerian civilians have been forced to flee in response to attacks.
A bill proposed in the Israeli parliament at the request of President Benjamin Netanyahu would allow for severe punishments against Israeli citizens and residents accused or suspected of committing terror attacks. The proposed bill would enable the Israeli government to revoke health and social services, citizenship, the right to residency, as well as the right to proper burial from the accused. The bill also calls for the destruction of the family homes of those convicted of carrying out or assisting in a terror attack, and the deportation of convicts after serving a prison sentence in Israel. During the bill's announcement, Interior Minister Gilad Dan said, quote, "Anyone involved in terror should take into consideration the possible consequences for his family."
Last Tuesday, Al-Shabaab, a Somali militant Islamist organization, attacked a rock quarry in northern Kenya, killing 36 miners. After infiltrating the camp, the assailants separated the workers by religion and shot or decapitated the non-Muslim miners. This attack comes in the wake of a massacre in late November, when Al-Shabaab attacked a bus on its way to the capital, killing 28 non-Muslim travelers. Amidst these attacks, both the Kenyan National Police Chief and the Interior Minister have resigned. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta maintains that Kenya will intensify the war on terrorism, indicating the Kenyan forces will remain in Somalia, working as part of the African Union's effort to support the local Somali government.
Footage of an Iranian F-4 fighter jet dropping bombs on Islamic State territory in eastern Iraq were captured this past week. However, the Iranian government claims it was not involved in the airstrikes and joined the Pentagon in denying any cooperation in the attacks. In recent months, Iran has continually increased military support to both the Iraqi army and to Shia militia fighting ISIS. The U.S. will also be increasing their military presence in Iraq with 1,500 troops to be sent by the end of December.
An Egyptian judge sentenced almost 200 members of the Muslim Brotherhood to death in a mass trial earlier this week. 188 people were found guilty of being involved in the killing of 11 police officers in a riot last year, which came on the same day that Egyptian security forces killed hundreds in Brotherhood protest camps. This is the third mass sentencing by the Egyptian courts in the last year. None of those sentenced have been executed yet, and the defendants will have an opportunity to appeal the decision at the beginning of next year.
On Tuesday, the French Parliament's lower house passed a motion to recognize an independent Palestinian state. The vote is largely symbolic, as Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius stated it will not impact the government's actions. France is the 5th European nation, following Britain, Ireland, Sweden, and Spain, to recognize an independent Palestinian state in votes since violence this past summer. France is home to the largest Muslim and Jewish populations in Europe. The European Parliament has postponed a vote to recognize a sovereign Palestinian state until mid-December.
A United Nations report this week found that the United States has failed to comply fully with the International Convention Against Torture. The report addressed a variety of concerns, including U.S. failure to investigate allegations of torture and ill treatment in connection with the war on terror. The report also discussed domestic law enforcement issues, including the use of capital punishment and the treatment of asylum seekers. While it did not specifically mention the killing of unarmed black teenager Michael Brown, the report detailed police brutality in Chicago against blacks, Latinos, immigrants, and LGBTI individuals. This is the first such report on the U.S. since 2006.
If you want to hear more from War News Radio, visit us online at warnewsradio.org. This week's newscast was produced by Allison Raybar and Catherine Kwok, and written and edited by Jay Clayton, Amy DePiro, Dylan Okabe-Jadat, Sarah Morrell, Rachel Sasella, Amber Sheth, Carlos Cifilotti, Will Sullivan, and Jerry Ching.